Gaur and Krishna are one. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who, just as Srila Gurudev explained about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur last night, all throughout the night would write and sing such songs as these, weeping and heart melting, remembering so many verses and so many leelas, and entering in their divine service. So he's praying, Gauranga Bolite Habe. Habe, Srila Gurudev explained, Habe or Kabe is one of the most important words in our whole philosophy. And it means, when will it be? Following the Sampradaya of Srila Rupa Goswami, the sadhak is trying to come to the sublime level of separation. Not that I'm seeing Krishna, not like Sahajya, but always asking, when or when will that day come to me? That simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, tears will come to my eyes. When will by chanting the name of Gaura, who is Krishna himself, covered by the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika, when by chanting his name will the hairs of my body stand on end in ecstasy? Once we came to Srila Gurudev for a darshan in Vrindavan, and one of the deities asked, how are you? He first asked, how are you? And we said, fine, how are you? And he said, oh, I am not okay. Why are you not okay? He said, when I should be crying, I am laughing. And when I should be laughing, I am crying. And then he quoted, Nayanam Galad Ashu Daraya. When by chanting the name of Krishna, tears will flow from my eyes like torrents of rain. So he stresses over and over again this, that this when word is one of the most important words for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Then he says, Arkave Nitai Chand Kuruna Koribe. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot get the mercy of Gauranga or Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu is Akhanda Guru. All of the gurus in our line, Rupa Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, everybody, all the gurus are all within Nityananda Prabhu. He's Akhanda Guru Tattva, complete Guru Tattva. And all gurus are manifestations from him. So Nityananda is Balaram, non-different from Balaram. And what do we want from Nityananda? Just as in the shape of Balaram, Balaram cannot serve to his fullest heart's content. He serves in all capacities, as Krishna's friend, as Krishna's elder brother in Vatsalya, as Lord Vishnu creating all the universes, maintaining and destroying them, manifesting as unlimited incarnations. He manifests as Anantashesh, who carries all the universes on his hoods. He expands as the Jivas, and he facilitates all of Krishna's Leela. And when he can't be there, he's always Dham. He's Dhameshwara, so he manifests as the Dham to witness all of Krishna's even most intimate pastimes with the gopis. But in what form can Balaram or Nityananda give what we who are aspiring to be followers of Rupa Goswami in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in what form can Balaram and Nityananda give what we want in the form of Ananga Manjari? He can give that service to Srimati Radhika. So Srila Gurudev expressed this very great secret, and I don't know if I should be repeating it, but he said that when we're praying Arkave Nitaichan Karuna Hoibe, when will I get that mercy of Nityananda? We're asking, when will Nityananda, in his form of Ananga Manjari, give me mercy so that all of my material desires will become insignificant? And how can they become insignificant unless my spiritual desires become significant? And unless I know what my particular specific desire is, it can never become so significant. So we're asking, praying for the mercy of Nityananda in the form of Ananga Manjari for the ultimate goal of life. Then he's praying, Vishaya Charya Kabe Shuddha Habimana. Again, this word Kabe, when will that happen? Nija Siddha Deya, Nija Siddha Nam, Nija Rupa Swavasana. Not like the Sahajiyas, but in the line of Rupa Goswami, we pray, when will I get my spiritual form, my spiritual name, my spiritual dress? When will that mercy come upon this wretched fallen soul? So here he's asking, when will my Vishaya, all my desires and activities and sense gratification, become insignificant so that Vrindavan will be so merciful and manifest itself in my heart and that I can be a servant of Vrindavan? And what is the process for making this all happen? Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. Akuti means eagerness. When will I develop great eagerness to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna through the mercy, through the teachings, through the books of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunatha Das Goswami? Srila Gurudev explained that all of our acharyas, although they worship all the six Goswamis, particularly because Rupa and Raghunath are the chief of all the Rupanuga. Raghunath Das Goswami is the chief Rupanuga Acharya. And Rupa Goswami is himself the guru of gurus, of acharyas, of acharyas. And he himself is, of all the unlimited maidservants of Srimati Radhika, he is the head of the heads. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Siddha form as Rati Manjari, is the second head, right under Rupa Manjari. So all of the acharyas in our line, Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, here Srila Narottam Das Thakur, are specifically praying for the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath, that when will I be able to understand their books and eager to read their books under the guidance of Shiksha and Diksha Guru so that I can understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Then he concludes that my only aspiration, as Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said on the last day before he disappeared from this world, that our only aspiration should be that we become the dust of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Rupa Manjari. So Srila Narottam Das Thakur is saying that this is my constant prayer and constant aspiration. Gaur Premanandi Hari.
Oh, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, you to sing this kirtan very pathetically, no? Tears in his eyes. Oh, repetition, so many repetitions of life. This kirtan and Vande Rup Sanatanau Raghu Jugau Sri Jiva Gopalaku. So you should also try to do like this. Very favorite kirtan. This. If you call by this kirtan, knowing the meaning, with melted hearted, oh, Mahaprabhu will come. Surely. These are the process to have the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now I am beginning my class.
Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunumilitam jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishay गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतुष्णे तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नयमाम चरणात् भक्त्याविहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै चित्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 I was telling about Buddha, Prematur Bhakta. What is the meaning of Prematur? Of becoming so much atur, so much hankering for Krishna. So he is like that, Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta. And I have told so many things. So Krishna selected him to send to Braj and he went. And what he saw there? He saw a very high mountain like Everest in India. 7 miles high. Oh, looking towards that love and affection of Krishna. They were gopis. And then he began to pray to gopis. What? Oh, yuyam sma punartha bhavanto lok pujita vasvate vasudeve bhagavati jasam arpitam manah. Oh, gopis, how I can glorify you? It is beyond my limit. You are Purunartha. What is the meaning of Purunartha? Desire all the everything heaven finished.
But who can give all desire?
Who is Purunartha? Only gopis are. In real sense. Why? Krishna is controlled by these gopis. And he had declared very vividly, oh, I cannot repay you. It is beyond my limit to repay you. You should be pleased only by your humbleness only. No? So he is telling, oh, you have left your home, your husband, wife. It is very hard to cut up the attachment of all these things. And you have done it. Right? And you have given yourself truly in the lotus feet of Krishna. Not only that, Krishna may give his hand in their necks. Oh, don't give me like a children, like children. He gave his hand in the necks of gopis, especially in Radha. And he was saying that, oh, I don't want that you should give up me. I cannot live without you. So Uddhava is telling that bhakti pravartita dishtya muninam api sudurlabha. Oh Muni, there are so many, Narada and all Muni. Shankar is Muni. Brahma. And so many Muni. But I have never seen anyone, bhakt like you. Love and affection for Krishna, I have never seen like you. I was fearing that how can I give up Krishna and I will come to Vrindavan, living Krishna in Mathura. But now I am realizing this fact. Krishna is not fully in Mathura. Partly and partly. Fully he is in Vrindavan. And with you. Now I am realizing. He is very partly. Like thousand and lakhs parts in Mathura. But fully he is in. I think that he is in your lotus feet always. He has given his whole freedom and what he heard to you. Sarvatma bhave bhavo adhikrito bhoti nam adhokhaje. Oh, Krishna is such a high class of thing that he cannot be controlled by anyone. Never, never. Like mad elephant.